This is Dawn from New Day Essentials, and in this episode, we're going to talk about where to begin when you want to change your family's eating habits. Kids are creatures of habit and routine, and it can be difficult to get them on board when you're trying to make some healthier habits. So how do you get them on board? Well, first of all, if you have a child with some health challenges or food allergies or sensitivities, you're going to need to be more strict. Remember, you are the parent and you control what comes into your household. The plan needs to start with you and your healthcare provider, and you need to decide what your new normal will be. So for example, my daughter was diagnosed with eczema and a sensitivity to dairy at the age of 3. And so with her, along with her doctor, I made the decision to remove all forms of dairy from her diet. And I had to replace her regular milk with almond milk or coconut milk. I bought dairy alternatives to macaroni and cheese, ice cream, and all of that. And that was just how it was. Of course, I explained to her what was happening. And even at the age of 3, she understood. But there was just no question that we had to do this. So this meant that I had to do some pre-planning. I had to provide alternatives to her daycare. When she went to a birthday party, I had to provide an alternative for her, you know, if they were having, you know, ice cream or things like that. But there was just no question that we had to do this. Now, if you're just trying to clean up your diet because you want to be healthier, you don't have to be so strict, and that can be a little bit trickier because it's going to involve you setting up your own guidelines. So I would suggest starting out slow and explain to your kids that there are some new guidelines that your family is going to be following and go from there. So when we first started cleaning up our diet, I just started switching out products that we already were eating for healthier versions. So for example, instead of buying granola bars with high fructose corn syrup, I bought the version without the high fructose corn syrup, or I even made them myself. We made a rule that we weren't going to have soda in the house any longer. Now, this doesn't have to be an all or nothing sort of situation. My kids are allowed to consume soda when we go out to dinner, and that usually happens once or twice a month. So we had the rule that we were no longer going to be bringing the pop into the house, but they could still have their favorite soda when they went out to eat. And that makes it a little bit easier for kids to understand. It's not an all or nothing. It's not that you're never going to be able to have your favorite treat again. We're just going to put some guidelines in place and you're no longer going to have it on a daily basis. The other thing is kids need to be exposed to new foods many, many times before they're going to start eating them and enjoying them. So try to be patient with your kids. I would suggest making, if you're making a new food or you're making a new vegetable, let's say, go ahead and make that new vegetable at dinner time. Let's say you're going to try to incorporate broccoli or Brussels sprouts or something that your child doesn't particularly enjoy. Make that for dinner at least once a week, twice a week, and serve that to your child with the expectation that they're just going to try it. They're just going to take one or two bites. I find if you do it that way, you avoid some of the power struggles. You know, think about a food that you don't enjoy. You would not want to eat an entire bowl of it, but you could probably have one or two bites. So go ahead and take that approach. And over time, after being exposed to the couple bites of broccoli, you know, this week, next week, the week after, over time, they will start accepting that. Their taste buds are going to start accepting that. And eventually, they will probably even enjoy the new vegetable that they didn't think that they were going to like. Another tip is kids usually love to go grocery shopping to pick out their food. So bring your kids along to the grocery store. Give a little bit of extra time when you're going to be bringing them along and, you know, trying out some new things. And decide on two options that are healthier that you would be okay with and let them choose. So, you know, pick out two healthier granola bars and let them choose between those two. Pick out two fruits. Do you want apples or do you want blueberries as part of your breakfast this week? So when you kind of get them involved in the process, they usually enjoy that and they go along with those changes a little bit easier. Another way to get kids of all ages involved in understanding what it means to be eating healthier, I highly recommend using a visual aid. And you can use a stoplight visual and have foods fall into one of three categories, either a red light food, a yellow light food, or a green light food. So I'm going to talk about this system more in depth in my next podcast. But I'd love to know, what are some ways that you've been able to get your kids to start eating healthier?